Vice President, Australia welcomes a delegation from Uganda and appreciates its UPR process engagement. Australia commends the work of the Uganda Human Rights Commission and the creation of a National Human Rights Action Plan. The Government of Australia encourages Uganda to implement the Commission's decisions. Australia welcomes the appointment of human rights focal points in ministries and the establishment of human rights directorates in the Defence Forces and Prison Service. However, Australia recommends Uganda strengthen measures to end any possibility of alleged police brutality, arbitrary arrests, and politically motivated prosecution of opposition leaders. Australia notes the 2016 presidential elections against all restrictions regarding freedom of expression, association, and peaceful assembly. We urge Uganda to repeal the Public Order Management Act, which impedes these rights. The LGBTI community in Uganda remains under pressure. Australia recommends Uganda repeal the penal code provisions criminalising sex among consensual same-sex partners and remove discriminatory language against LGBTI or minority groups or those that support them. Australia congratulates Uganda on its national gender policy and looks forward to its implementation. Australia recommends Uganda adopt legislation that prevents discrimination against women, eliminates female genital mutilation or cutting, and prevents forced marriages. Australia commends the informal moratorium on the death penalty. Australia recommends that Uganda establish a formal moratorium with a view to ratifying the second optional protocol to the ICCPR. Thank you.